Tom Tiffany launches campaign for Wisconsin governor with promise to clean up the bull in Madison. By Jasmine Jordan on September 24, 2025. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, announced Tuesday he is running for governor of Wisconsin, releasing a campaign video highlighting his upbringing on a dairy farm and his vision for the state's future. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, formally entered the 2026 Wisconsin governor's race on Tuesday, posting a video message and caption on X declaring his candidacy. Tiffany's launch comes just 2 months after Democrat Governor Tony Evers revealed he would not seek a third term, setting up an open contest for control of the governor's office. Growing up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, my morning started at sunrise, milking cows and feeding calves, Tiffany said in the recorded message. He recalled working his way through the University of Wisconsin River Falls and building a life in the state's North Woods with his wife, Chris. Wisconsin gave me everything, a chance to raise three daughters, start a small business and live the American dream, he remarked. But under Democrat leadership in Madison, that dream is slipping away. He pledged to freeze property taxes, protect Wisconsin farmland from purchases by communist China, and preserve what he called Wisconsin values. He vowed that girls' sports will stay for girls and added, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons. And common sense will win, referencing budget language backed by Democrats earlier this year that replaced the word mother with inseminated person in state statute. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bull, Tiffany added, promising to deliver results for every Wisconsinite. He concluded, together, we will make Wisconsin a shining star in America again. Tiffany's bid follows years of legislative and congressional action on issues he emphasized in his campaign launch. In Washington, Tiffany has pushed to cut off federal funds for sanctuary jurisdictions after two Wisconsin teenagers were killed in a crash involving an illegal alien, introduced legislation to stop states from issuing driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, and called for reforms to the H-1B visa program to limit exemptions used by universities and tech firms. He has also led efforts to withdraw the U.S. from the World Trade Organization, citing China's trade practices, intellectual property theft, and influence inside the U.S.